Hi, everybody.
Hi.
So bear with me. I do have some social anxiety, so this is a little bit rough, but I wanted to share a little piece of my story. And I also wanted to give a shout out to my wife, who's joining from New York on Zoom. I love you. All right. So I have to be honest, speaking on this topic and theme initially felt really scary to me. There have been so many moments in my life where I felt unwelcome or unsafe just to be myself. As I sat down to think deeper on the process of even discovering who I am, I reflect on an incredibly rewarding but also scary process. From when I was small, I was taught specifically who to be and how to be, how to adhere to specific gender and relational norms. Norms that I never found myself fitting into. How to behave and speak, how to exist for the purpose of others. I know looking back that this was the aftermath of a post-Soviet Union country, and that is how my predecessors survived and kept order. Anything outside of that was a threat to their survival and longevity. Simple freedoms of existence and self-expression were very much controlled and continue to be so in many parts of the world, and even in our own country today. I recently shared a song with my wife that became popular in my country, in my home country, about two lesbians falling in love. My parents, as many others, prohibited me from listening to it due to fear of me going crazy, as if the artist's crazy would somehow rub off on me, whatever crazy meant. When I finally came out to my family, I remember some of the words that were used were that I was wild, as in feral and unnatural. Natural. So I've sat with and deconstructed this word, unnatural, because it really stuck with me. So I've asked myself, what then is natural? Is it adherence to strict norms? Is it being a blind bystander to an abusive regime? Is it protecting an arbitrarily prescribed set of outdated cultural norms? I've pondered deeply about these choice of words and where the line is drawn to be defined one way or another. What I've come to understand is that though these labels and cultural norms, through these labels and cultural norms, a rebel was birthed inside of me, one that will continue to pursue personal liberation and question what is presented before her. It's not that there's a right or wrong way to think or exist, but that existing in this world should come with deep reflection and questioning instead of blind faith. I feel I've been caged for so long that I can no longer live in closed and caging spaces. I've recently been going through a rebirth in myself. I remember my mother always taught me to wear makeup to highlight my features, so I got semi-permanent makeup tattooed. I've recently been removing these makeup tattoos to embrace how I really look. I was also taught by my family to do enhancements through fillers or other injectables. I've been dissolving those too. I've shed all the prescribed feminine designer clothes from my family and the other external markers that fit me into these so-called cultural norms. I've allowed myself to love who I want to love. I've fallen in love with my best friend, who I know to be my soulmate, and has been the most amazing partner and wife and mother. I've liberated myself from external expectations and the facades to embrace who I truly am on the inside without all the gimmicks. That, to me, is natural. One thing that I come back to that unites us all is love. Love to be ourselves, love to express ourselves as we are, love who we want, be who we are. There is a place on this earth for all of us, just as we are. We don't have to pretend to be who we don't want to be, and we also don't have to hide who we truly are. What I love about Pride in this month is that it highlights the core of who we are as people, which is love. It's that simple. Love unites us all, and love reminds us of what all of this is for. So with this, I encourage you to embrace yourself just a little harder today and love just a little deeper today. You deserve to exist just as you are, and you are already whole. So be proud of who you are in this world and take up all the space that you desire because you are all worthy of that.
Thank
Thank you, Val. What tremendous courage. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Thank you. LA gets to go back up and play with the kids some more. How fun. Okay. Yeah, thank you, Valeria, for your beautiful and brave testimony and for reminding us how much courage and strength it takes to show up as your whole self in a world that doesn't always welcome that kind of truth. So has anyone else here ever felt like they needed to hide parts of themselves to fit in? Raise your hand. Look at that. That's most of us. Some of us carry shame or fear for whom we love or how we express our gender or even for our character or cultural traits that make us feel tender or different. It's really hard to have the courage to be unapologetically yourself, particularly when your identity is not mainstream, or you perceive yourself to be different in some way from the norm, or you've been told by some, like Val was saying, that you are unnatural. And with our societal and political conditioning and messages, and with social media's endless pressure, it can be really hard to have the courage to be fully yourself. And yet every one of us is a unique and beautiful human with our particular melange of traits, some born into who we are, and some that have developed over time. And of course, there are infinite ways to be you. Yet, because of that diversity and because of people's fear of difference and their judgments and our own desire to belong, it can be really difficult to have the freedom to be yourself. And of course, many people also think that their way of being is the best way, indeed the only way, and that others need to change to be acceptable so they don't feel threatened. They believe that others who are different from them should be censored, should be changed or shamed or rejected from society so that they can feel safe. But the older I get, the more I marvel at our human diversity. Just look around this glorious room. And that we all have completely different experiences of this reality that we call life, every single one of us. And all of our different ways of being human are valid as long as they don't harm others. Our Unitarian forefather, Ralph Waldo Emerson, said, "To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment." When I notice myself judging another, because news, folks, I do that. And does anyone else here judge other people? Okay, good. I try not to, but, you know, I think we all do a little bit to help us feel safe. But when I notice myself judging others without actually getting to know them, I remember to get curious and wonder about what makes them who they are. And my friends, our faith calls us all to love everyone, embracing our differences and accepting our diversity as humans. Now, many of you may have seen the new documentary, Will and Harper, on Netflix. Has anyone here seen that? It's wonderful. I highly recommend it. It's a moving story of friendship between actor Will Ferrell and his longtime friend Harper, who came out as a trans woman later in life. I watched it recently, and I was deeply impacted. Will and Harper had worked together for decades as two men writing comedy on Saturday Night Live, and they'd been close friends for a long time. And for Harper to come out to all her colleagues, her family, and longtime friends as transgender was a huge risk. She feared alienating them and losing them. But she also knew that she couldn't continue to live a lie. And turning 60, she knew she needed to finally be fully herself, to be free, to live a life genuine to how she felt on the inside. Just like Jazz in our story earlier. But the film isn't just about Harper's transition. It's about what happens when someone chooses to live their fullest truth and how the people around them respond. It's about friendship that listens, adapts, and ultimately loves even more deeply on the other side of honesty. And it's about courage. The film follows the pair as they traverse the country and they go to bars and places that they'd previously visited as two men. And as they go to conservative states, yeah, we see the tremendous courage it takes to be authentic. It's not the kind of courage that charges onto a battlefield, but rather it's the quiet, everyday kind. It's the courage to speak your true name, to wear the clothes that feel right on your body, to use the pronouns that affirm your soul, and to walk into a space and wonder, will I be safe here? Will I be seen? This month, we mark Pride, as we've mentioned. And Pride was started in response to the Stonewall Uprising of 1969, when LGBTQ plus people, particularly trans women of color, stood up against police brutality and discrimination. And it's all about the ongoing fight for dignity, for visibility, and the freedom to love and live authentically. Now, it can be easy to think of Pride as just a celebration, and of course it is, but it's also a remembrance that being yourself has not always been safe, and that for many, it still isn't, especially in these times. It's a time to honor the struggle, the cost, and the profound sacredness of claiming your identity in the face of systems and norms that often tell you not to. Now, as Unitarian Universalists, we affirm the inherent worth and dignity of every person, not just as a theological idea, but as a way of being. We advocate for equity, for justice, for transformation, and interdependence, knowing we are all interconnected. And that means showing up as allies whenever and wherever people are being persecuted or marginalized. And it means educating ourselves, re-examining the language we use and the assumptions we hold and the spaces that we create. And of course, as a congregation, we are doing just that. We're recommitting to our welcoming congregation recertification, a process that asks us not just to say we're welcoming to all, but to continually prove it through our actions, through our education, and through our advocacy. So throughout the year, we will lift up, discuss, and educate ourselves on LGBTQ plus issues so that we can be better allies and more effectively welcoming as a congregation. Are you with me?
You bet.
Good. And if you want to find out more, speak with Sam, who is running that program. And meanwhile, we're working hard on being out in the community to support our values and put our faith into action, even more than in the past years. Today is the Conejo Unity Pride Picnic, which we are co-sponsoring. And then next Saturday, on June 7th, we'll be tabling at the Camarillo Pride. And then on June 28th, at Oxnard Pride. And then on August 16th, we'll be at the Ventura Pride. And we invite you to live our values by showing up in your yellow Side With Love Chalice t-shirts and also by volunteering at our Chalice booth. We need more help, so please speak to Sam or me if you'd be interested. And also, for more information, all of this is in our weekly news and notes. My friends, we do this work because we know that being yourself in a world full of judgment is hard. Yeah. And sometimes we ourselves struggle to be fully who we are. our values call us to love others just as ourselves and be free to be who we are. So today, I want to say to anyone who's struggling, you are not alone. The path to being yourself is not always linear or easy, but it is sacred and important. And if you feel different in some way or like you don't belong, I want you to know you do, and you are not broken. The world is often too harsh and judgmental, and still, you are here, still becoming, and still worthy of love and belonging. And to those of us who are in a position to support others on this path, I say this: be the friend who walks beside someone, like Will walked with Harper. Be the person who listens first and is gently curious. Be the one who creates space rather than demands explanations. And be the one who embraces and welcomes difference. Because when we truly welcome each other, when we offer that kind of steady love, we make room for transformation and freedom. And that's so important. The writer and activist Adrienne Marie Brown reminds us that movements for liberation start in the body, in the relationships, in the choices that we make every day. And in her words, we are in an imagination battle. And to see each other in our wholeness is a revolutionary act. So, my friends, who is ready to be a revolutionary of love with me? Let us imagine and work for a world where no one has to hide to be safe. Yes?
Yes?
Where authenticity isn't a risk, but it's a birthright. Yes?
Yes.
My friend, the world needs each one of us exactly as beautiful as we all are. No masks, no shrinking, no pretending. Just your beautiful, radiant, real self. Because that's more than enough. That is freedom. That is love. And that's the kind of society we are trying to build, starting here in our small space and growing and spreading ripples all around our community and the world. My friends, may we offer a welcoming, non-judgmental space for everyone's wholeness. After all, that is what this community is for. May I hear a yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
May it be so, my beloveds.